Jereere the Wagtail and the Rainbow. Jereere was a widow and lived in a camp alone with her four little girls. One day Bibi came and made a camp not far from hers. Jereere was frightened of him, too frightened to go to sleep. All night she used to watch his camp, and if she heard a sound she would cry aloud, "Jereere, wire, wire, Jereere!" Sometimes she would be calling out nearly all night. In the morning Bibi would come over to her camp and ask her what was the matter that she had called out so in the night. She told him that she thought she heard someone walking about and was afraid, for she was alone with her four little girls. He told her she ought not be afraid with all her children round her, but night after night she sat up crying, "Wire, wire, Jereere, Jereere!" At last Bibi said, "If you are so frightened, marry me and live in my camp. I will take care of you." But Jereere said she did not want to marry. So night after night was to be heard her plaintive cry of, "Wire, wire, Jereere, Jereere!" And again Bibi pressed her to share his camp and marry him. But she always refused. The more she refused, the more he wished to marry her. And he used to wonder how he could induce her to change her mind. At last he thought of a plan of surprising her into giving her consent. He set to work and made a beautiful and many-coloured arch, which when it was made he called Uluwiri, and he placed it right across the sky, reaching from one side of the earth to the other. When the rainbow was firmly placed in the sky and showing out in all its brilliancy of many colours as a roadway from the earth to the stars, Bibi went into his camp to wait. When Jereere looked up at the sky and saw the wonderful rainbow, she thought something dreadful must be going to happen. She was terribly frightened and called out, "Wire, wire!" In her fear, she gathered her children together and fled with them to Bibi's camp for protection. Bibi proudly told her that he had made the rainbow, just to show how strong he was and how safe she would be if she married him. But if she would not, she would see what terrible things he would make to come on the earth. Not just a harmless and beautiful roadway across the heavens, but things that would burst from the earth and destroy it. So by working on her mixed feelings of fear of his prowess and admiration of his skill, Bibi gained his desire and Jereere married him. And when long afterwards they died, Jereere was changed into a little willy wagtail who may be heard through the stillness of the summer nights crying her plaintive wail of, "Jereere, wire, Jereere!" And Bibi was changed into the woodpecker, or climbing tree bird, who is always running up trees, as if he wanted to be building other ways to the famous roadway of his Uluwiri, the building of which had won him his wife.